Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
Come on now, we're going to have an awesome time today. I'm excited to come before you. Again, I'm Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of an awesome show called Straight Talk, No Chaser. I'm excited because this is a chance to share some point of view. We're going to talk about relationship faith versus fear. Now, which one do you have? Do you have a successful relationship because you have faith? Or do you have a toxic relationship because of fear? Or you just don't have a relationship at all? We're going to talk about that. We want you to be a part of it. We're glad to have our network back up. That weather storm that came through New York last week, toward the end of the week, created a problem. But we're back and up and rolling. You can call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Repeat that, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get to the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith as we talk about our title, Relationship, Faith or Fear. Which one are you living in your relationship? Go to the web link. You can check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Then we're broadcasting live on several devices, but we have a Twitter account that we're using. We're partnering with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, and also Lorenza D. Smith. We're so glad to have that opportunity just to come before you. We're going to put a 1-5 always, Lorenza D. Smith 1-5. In our live broadcast, you can check us out. We're being broadcast on TikTok as Dr. L.D. Barto Smith. Instagram, we got 2 accounts working today. We're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We're broadcasting from Z Squad Greenville, 1981. Also, President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. You can check us out also. So we got 2 sites going on Instagram. You roll over from one to another one. Then on Facebook, having a chance to come before you, that's facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. Big old live. And I'm telling you, it's awesome that we're able to check it out and be able to broadcast from Big Old Live, and that's Dr. LDAlberto Smith. So we truly are truly thankful to have this opportunity to be live with you, to the point we can do on-demand episodes. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, you type in WBSW Radio, Blog Talk, populate what you need to get it. You can listen to all of our shows. We have 750-plus shows. You also can check us out on TikTok, Instagram, Big Ol' Lies, as well as Facebook. You also can check us out on YouTube television. You know, we didn't say much about YouTube. We're trying to get that where we can broadcast. And we had a lot of work. We're going to edit some things there, so we're going to make sure. And that's the Smith Way Enterprises 5081. Check us out. We're glad to have you. And you can look at all of our we put a lot of those we take a lot of the clips and put them on there so you get a chance. Or we go live, you can see the full broadcast if it's an hour or so. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 43 countries and on 6 continents. So you can check us out no matter where you are in the world. You can check what we're doing here. If you have access to the internet and you'll be able to get all the networks you need to get, and if you own each one of your, if you own several social media sites, you have a chance to do that as well. Register for WBSW Radio, the giveaways. We do some giveaways. We ask you to send your name if you want to be part of the giveaway, along with a means of transaction. And what we're going with the means of transaction is that we give what we call love offers. We wrap hotel stays, varies from three nights, four days, to five nights, 6 days, in that belt right there. We also give away gift cards. We give away gas vouchers, food vouchers. We give away books that we purchase from the authors that's been a part of our show. And we truly want you to be a part of it by registering. Send your name along with a means of transaction. And that, the four means of transaction, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, send it to Lorenza B. Smith 15 at gmail.com. Then if you want to sow a seed of $1, we purchase those gifts. It was a, I was talking to the representative of Jim, Ms. Jackson, and she had come up with a new beard oil. And I actually, you know, I'm a purchaser, you know, from you, so I have it myself. I'm going to check it out and see how it works. So I want you to do the same thing. Just go to Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Type in Jennifer Jackson, Charlie Angel, and you'll get a chance to populate the information. You can get with her directly and talk with her. So there's great opportunities for you to be a part of, but we need you to be a part of the giveaway. Do not send me a request to help you on registering with a means of transaction. Actually, I get a lot of requests. I don't mind helping, but we also want you to help us as well, because we can populate information where we're presenting information to our sponsors to see where we are. We let them know we're doing just not just doing one thing. We're doing many things. We want to get it out. So we're doing many things. Giving back to the community is a key to it. Truly, it's exciting to be here and have all our networks up and running. I was excited because, like I said, we encountered, due to the weather storm that happened up in the northeast part of our country. Several other people, I was talking to my grandson, he's up in Maine, and he was sending pictures of the snow and how they got to dig out the snow, how the power is out. So that was one of the reasons why we had those challenges last week. But we're not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about that. Our title is Relationship, Faith versus Fear. When we talk about faith, you understand, faith without work is dead. So if your relationship doesn't have faith, that won't be the experience, the healthy part of a relationship. It's not going to help experience the well-being that you have that are positive, and one of them is a spiritual well-being. You're lacking the faith versus fear. Acronym. You got an acronym. We break it down to F-E-A-R. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what the F is. We're going to talk about the E. We're going to talk about the A. We're going to talk about the R in regards to relationships. The question is, do you have a healthy relationship that involves faith? I want to ask you that. Then the second part is, are you in a toxic relationship that deals with fear? And add to this, you may not be in any relationship. You're not able to function because you're not able to make sure your well-being are mature enough, because you have to work at it so you can have a successful relationship. You have to definitely take time to see where you are. And we're going to talk about it, our thoughts on it, and hopefully if there's something you can pull from this, we'll be excited. Now, again, if you want to call in, our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. The Dr. Lawrence B. Smith, and we talk about relationships, faith versus fear. We'll give a shout out to several people joining us for sure. MT is Weedy 5. Thank you so much for joining. Miss Bush, EDS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, joining us. We have Arla, Aura, thank you so much. We have Big Brock joining us. Slick Bo joining us. Xavier Williams joining us. Joseph Peter joining us. Toy joining us. Sheila joining us. Got Hot Granny. Okay, Hot Granny, thank you. Several others, as we stroll through the show, we'll be talking and giving them a shout-out as they sign on and be a part. What we want you to do is, I want you to send up some likes and some hearts. I know you may comment, but just set a like up before you leave here. Send something up to let me know you're there, check us out, and want to be a part of what we're trying to do here. Now, we said straight talk, not chase, no chasers. We say straight talk and no chaser. We focus on conversation. In essence, that is honest and very direct. You may not like what we're saying, but I want you to take whatever it is and think about it. Something about when we talk about our various topics that relates to our title. If you have something different you want to share, type in the comment section or just call in to our call-in number, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I can make you live so you can talk with us. Now, if you're on one of the social media sites and you're deciding to push the button and say you want to just join, we are not able to just, everybody can't join. You can call in, not just join on the social media site. So we ask you to do that, and that way we can move our show on pretty quickly. We mentioned earlier about sowing a seed of $1 with WDSW Radio. You can cash out $1 to Lorenza, which is LORENZAB, as in David Smith, SMITH. LORENZAB SMITH. Send that $1 if you choose to. It'll go toward purchasing gift cards, go toward helping individuals out. We will definitely have no problem saying that you donated if it's $1. We thank you for that. We're going to give a shout out to Beauty. Beauty is joining us as well. Let's get our show really kicked off the ground. We're going to talk about what is relationship. I said earlier, when we're talking about relationships, we have to look at truly what is faith. A definition of faith, if you look at it in the biblical terms, faith is considered a belief and trust in God based on evidence, but without total proof. Faith is truly your belief and how much you trust in our Lord and Savior. See, when you get this term, for example, take a leap of faith. When you hear that term in a relationship, you're taking a leap of faith. And when you take that leap of faith, you know you have to put work in. See, one thing you definitely, besides having a belief and trust in our God, we have to put the work in. Faith without work is dead. That applies to your relationship, your romantic relationship, your family relationship, your friendship, your work relationship, your community relationship, your church relationship. If you do not put the work in, and put the effort in to be successful, it will not be. Take a leap of faith in your relationship. To truly have faith in the Lord and Savior, but faith in yourself around your trust in what you're capable See, you cannot control individuals. See, one of the things that you hear in relationships, we get caught up thinking we can change people. You're going to have to identify these people from the beginning, and you can. Because when you allow our Lord and Savior to guide you and put you in a position you have, he will show you, because he'll show you from your internal part, meaning your soul. Some people say these intuitions that we have, these feelings that we have, that something's not right, but sometimes we just don't, we ignore it and move on. Relationship to be successful, you have to trust and believe in our Lord and Savior, and that, and have faith, not manifest, but have faith. Faith is dead without work. And you have to have faith in people. You have to have faith in duty. And you have to have faith in belief. See, because trust is necessary. It's a necessity. You must have it so you can have a successful relationship. Our title again is Relationship, Faith versus Fear. If you're not having success in a relationship, then there's a little fear there. See, you started off with fear. See, the fear of maybe being rejected, the fear of failing, the fear of commitment. All of this started off with your relationship because you don't have the belief. You didn't have the trust in our Lord and Savior that would give you that within your inner self to say, I trust you. I'm going to step out on faith. I'm going to leap out on faith. I'm going to allow myself to be vulnerable so I can be successful. See, when you got faith in your relationship and have belief and trust, you're going to enjoy three very important things in your life. You will enjoy peace. Relationship peace is really important. Meaning that you are not dealing with drama. No one said a relationship is perfect when you won't have things, even have disagreement. But when you have faith to believe and trust in our Lord and Savior, you're dealing with a situation where you're able to have faith and step out on it. Many times we spend our time in our mind, again, manifesting what you wanted to be. Not believing in faith. Not trusting in faith. So your relationship goes from a possibility or success to leading to something that you can't identify. It becomes where you are. Where you're not able to deal with it. So instead of being in a relationship, which we as individuals created by our Lord and Savior, we have to understand we have to be around people. We're not meant to be alone. We might be in small communities or small communes, but you've got to understand you have to be able to live with the dynamics, whether it's a friendship dynamic, whether it's a romantic dynamic, whether it's a work dynamic, you have small groups. And you have to be able to function. If you have no trust and no belief that you can be successful, how in a relationship both people can be successful? If you don't and believe in individuals that are around you and have faith to believe that if you put the work in, you will reap the benefits. So when we define relationship faith, I want you to think about the biblical thought process. Faith is considered belief and trust in our God based on the evidence revealed to you. Sponsor, truly is always good to come before you. And been a couple days since we've been able to play or advertise for our sponsor. And see, God is so good. He said, well, we're going to work this out. So when you come back Monday, you'll be able to play those advertising from awesome groups of sponsors that taking time to be a part of this, and we really need them doing that. So, see, it's a blessing. Give a shout out to Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out LNT, Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Let's think about L&T Starwood Lawn Service. Hard work. Faith without work is dead. Give Mr. Anthony Starworth, and the number is 334-300-7401. They're the best lawn manicures in South Central Alabama. They also can move and clean up your property for you. Give them a call or your Facebook and type in Anthony Starworth, and they'll populate this information, direct message him and L&T Starworth Lawn Service LLC, and he will respond as quick as possible and share with you what you need to know. So give a shout out to the sponsors. We're glad to have them hear what we're trying to do. See, God is so good. He has blessed us to be what we are today. And we're so thankful. We're in our 7th year. Coming up, you know, Acts anniversary will be September. Closer to the 7th than ever to the 6th. He has blessed us to be here 7 years and sharing this platform with you, and it's interactive. Our next topic is faith in the relationship. We just gave a definition. Let's look at faith in the relationship context. See, faith in a relationship context is being willing to step into a place uncertainty comes with your vulnerability too. See, you will never be able to be vulnerable enough to experience what God when you got these walls because of what happened to you 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years, or 2 years. You're not skilled enough to be in a relationship. Miserable people like being miserable people. They're going to make you miserable. But if you got faith and believe in our Lord and Savior in your relationship, then you're able to step, you know, into a place of a certain uncertainty, because it is in the space a relationship has an opportunity to grow. Uncertainty, vulnerability. That's how a relationship grows. Faith without work. Faith without work is dead. So the uncertainty, the vulnerability, a vulnerability allows you to grow, because to put the work in so you can reap a favorable outcome. Faith in a relationship is also related to connection, because connection is the purpose of our existence. That's why I tell people we're going to always meet someone. And everybody you meet are not the people that you're going to go on a journey through for a relationship. See, relationships have tiers. And those tiers are where you, it's more or less, as we say in our love cafe, it's a menu of life. You're going to go through that beginning, which is associated sometimes called the lust stage. Then you're going to move forth, and you're going to move to what that we call our find out more, you're reading, this is what I want to order, the acquaintance state. Then you take that step into the stage after you have finished with your meal. You would move to what we call the friendship stage. And as you move forth from that friendship and attachment, you move to where there's the awakening stage, which is in our love cafe, the beverage, whatever it may be. Your relationship has self. So everybody you meet don't mean you have to be in a relationship with them. This word that I heard tossed around pretty much probably from 2018 up until, I don't hear it as much now, that word friend. See, when you say I'm your friend, I have to be able to be comfortable enough to know that we have something in common. We're in a situation we can work through the pains and the growth. We got to trust in each other. But the word was used out, friend. You meet somebody, they have to go through the stage. You got to understand, the associate stage is an opportunity to eliminate people out of your life. You can meet them and you keep them where they're in the associate stage of a relationship. If you feel comfortable enough, where you see there might be some opportunity for growth, then you allow them to move into the acquaintance stage. When you will get, you pass on very vital information in regards to connecting with you, so it's a possibility or opportunity for growth. But you got to have faith. Faith is all about that connection. Faith is all about belief and trust. Faith is about understanding the purpose of our existence. Faith is what we must risk with the belief that caring for someone is worthwhile, no matter the outcome. That's the faith in a relationship. Faith without words is dead. It's not manifestation. It's not anything. It's faith that keeps our relationship going. And we're going to talk about what can ruin a relationship or destroy a relationship, which is fear. As we move forth, I want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. We have an awesome, awesome young lady that's working with us. Matter of fact, she's on the show, and I appreciate it. She's a publisher. And I want to forward to, if you want a book, help some writing, someone to help you write that in that process, a ghostwriter, someone, you know, she will work with you with her organization, Blue Impressions Publisher, Lena Paywell.
To share your inspiring story with the world? Look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing, the premier publishing company that specializes in creating meaningful and impactful books and journals. Blue Impressions Publishing's veteran-owned by author Lena Payton Webb offers comprehensive services to bring your vision to life. Their mission is to empower writers, mental health professionals, consultants, coaches, and spiritual leaders to make a positive impact through their publication. Not only do they publish your words, they give you the strategy to be a successful author and earn an additional source of income. So whether you're an aspiring author or a seasoned writer, Blue Impressions Publishing is the publishing company for you. Don't let your story go untold. Visit the website today, yourartisticexpressions.com. You can also call 833-951-2665 to learn more about their services and to get started on your publishing journey. Blue Impressions Publishing, where inspiring stories leave a lasting impression.
Awesome, awesome. Lena Payton Webb, the owner of Blue Impression Publisher. Call if you want some materials published. You might have your life work that you want published and get it out to the community. that you help you set up and also go through the marketing with you. That's 833-951-2665. That's Blue Impression Publisher. Or go to Facebook, type in Lena Vapor Bezos Award Incorporated. I want to give a shout out to her. She came on the show and shared. Have several books that she's published, but she also have an upcoming book that is coming. So we'll look forward because we're going to purchase each one of them and have them available to give to you. Give a shout out to Diva. And that's looked like, I'm going to tell you, I was looking at it and I thought I figured out KBW. Diva KBW. Join us. Michael Williams, join us. 906. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. We also have Sandra 01, James J. Moore, Rose Rody, Red, join us. Kimberly, joining us. Let's give them a shout out. Kia, thank you. Mike, joining us. Rose 803, thank you. Michael Harrington, thank you so much for joining. Barbara Little Cheese, thank you so much for joining us. We have also Seth Harrison Jones, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And he said, well, I'm going to say go mob to him as well. Thank you so much, my brother, for supporting us in what we're doing. Seth, brother Seth, thank you so much. Leroy S. Haynes, thank you so much. Aaliyah, thank you so much. Is joining us. Thank you so much. Those individual support. Thank you. As we move forward, if you want something published, Blue Impression Publisher, Lena Payton, and you can go to Facebook, type in her name, and you can populate the information. You get a chance to connect with her so she can make it do what it do. We want to look at why faith is important. Too many times we have people talk about things in their relationship. See, a healthy relationship is all about having a belief and a trust in our Lord and Savior. You got to put the spiritual action. You just can't do this out of 10 church. You have to be a practicing Christian relationships. That's what he's all about. Even in the Genesis, he talked about creating everything. He created, you know, the animals so they would have mates. The mammals to have mates. And he even created Adam in his own image. But as Adam walked through the Garden of Eden, he needed and felt like he needed someone to be with him. That's why I said we're not made to be alone. From the beginning of creation, we don't need nobody. You know, we need people to be in our life or whatever they can provide for us. Whether it's a friendship, family, romantic, a life partner, whatever it may be. You need to make sure you do that. So why is faith important to you? Relationship or to a healthy relationship. Let's take spouses. That means that your ultimate goal when you begin intentionally in a relationship or dating someone, your ultimate goal is a favorable outcome. A favorable outcome including marriage in some cases. But a spouse of a religious people also report being more satisfied in their marriage. See, when spouses share perspective and value. See, faith is all about belief, trust, perspective, value. See, you understand that you're experiencing shared perspective or protected by experiencing perspectives and values, belief and faith from conflict. See, we always talk about a relationship turning toxic. We're not saying a healthy relationship. relationship can't turn toxic. But if you're doing the things and understand what a healthy relationship, a long-lasting relationship, you cannot allow toxicity to be in your relationship. You have to make sure you work hard to deal with the conflict. One of the biggest challenges in a relationship is conflict resolution. See, we can't deal with conflict. Because we sometimes in conflict, we become selfish. Sometimes we believe many individuals. See, if it's all about the two people, then you both will sit down and do one of the most important things in a conflict, resolve conflict, is compromise. See, faith allows your ability to recognize these conflicts and then resolve them. So when you got to share as a couple, it helps you to resolve conflict. But it also allows you to prevent some conflict before they even begin. I'll be gone. You can prevent them before they have even begun. See, a strong stress religion foundation can also sustain relationships, healthy relationships through dark periods. See, that's what I allow you to do, such as the aftermath of an affair. See, couples who believe this connection is sanctified or centered on God. Sanctified and centered on God. Seem to have more success when it's centered on God than things in overcoming the difficult situation. See, religion plays a role in the way couples cope with and think about stressful events. See, if a couple use their religion, a religious values, they find more compatible ways to talk about a marriage. You don't get mad and storm out the door, or I don't want to talk about it right now. Have a healthy discussion without getting upset. But that happened because you don't set rules from the beginning. See, with having faith, a God prepared stressful situation. God will work with you in your marriage and your relationship, healthy relationship, to deal with whatever comes up. It allows you the ability to cope. So with the ability to manage, talk about the compatibility and the conflict and have religious values, see, it's more likely to build a stronger, say it again, if you have compatible ways to talk about and manage the stress that you encounter in a relationship, by using religious values, you can build a stronger and more residual relationship. It can last long. That's what faith does. And that's why it's so important that we allow faith to be in our life. Not some people in this prosperity time in religion is talking about manifestation. I'm talking about faith. Because faith without work is dead. No matter what you say and what you do. Our next sponsor, Mary Ruth's Restaurant of Georgiana, Alabama. Check them out. They're the best southern food in South Central Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
My. If you've been glad to check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama, it's truly awesome to check out and have the best southern food in South Central Alabama. They are located on 261 Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama, 36033. If you're traveling to the beach, a lot of people have already went to the beach for their spring break, but you have a late spring break. Coming from the Great Lakes areas, you're coming down 65, stop off in the Georgiana area, the exit at Georgiana, half a mile, more, not more than 3/4 of a mile. You can find Mary Ruth on 106, Highway 106 West. Check them out, 261, and they got some awesome food. So check them out, and you can contact the owners, that's co-owners, Marvin Lala Smith. Remember, 5-day signal fraternity, incorporated. With Star Rock Katrina Roper Smith, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So you can give them a call, 4549-0950, or go to Facebook, type in Marvin Smith or Katrina Roper Smith, and they'll give you an updated menu that they're serving. But give them a call and support them. We appreciate them supporting what we're doing here. And look at the types of faith. So we've got to move in fear. We've got to move. We have about 20 minutes left. These are the type of faith, and we want to look at them. We may encounter and sometimes don't realize that we're, you know, what type of faith we're dealing with. First, you have dead faith. See, in James informed us, this is in James 2 and 17, informed us that faith without work. Heard that several things have dead faith in your relationship. Do you have dead in your relationship because you're not willing to put the work in? There's two things I always tell people that you, those two things, your time and your energy. No one controls your time. No one controls your energy. You control that. So if you're talking about your relationship, and your relationship is not moving forward, and your faith is truly dead. Because faith is all about belief and trusting in our Lord and Savior. That's what faith is all about. Having the values that you make mutual, and they're religious values. That's what faith is all about. The next faith is demonic faith. See, James also teaches in James 2 and 19 that even demons believe in the name of Jesus. See, demons can be in your life. Some people who brought toxicity to your life, in your relationship, in your marriage, they have what they call a demonic faith. You cannot recognize it. But when they show themselves, what you see. Because James even said that I want to teach people that even though demons believe in the name of Jesus, they still will bring toxicity. They will bring the money things into your life. The next faith that's so important, we have to always keep in mind, is vain faith. See, not everyone who said that Jesus is Lord for their life will enter the kingdom of heaven on the day of his return. Only those who actually do the will of God will be permitted to enter. Permitted entry. So if you have a vain faith and you're not doing the work, your faith is dead without what? Worse. We talk about 2 and 17. See, if you don't put the work in, you're not going to be able to be there and get into that kingdom. Because you have vain. See, responding to an altar call saying that sinners' prayers and religious and jurist tithing, these alone will not save you. They won't save you. So please don't be the person who completes all kind of religious milestones. You are challenged. You can recite the verses in the Bible, but you don't have the faith in it. Because on the final day, when you'll cry out on the final day, Lord, Lord, and you're going to do that. This is vain faith. And it happens. That's why y'all have to be compatible and have to really trust and believe in one another, in our Lord and Savior. Have faith. Put the work in. See, if you believe and trust in our Lord, if you don't think that our Lord is the Savior, see, you may dread these words. I never knew you. Depart from me. 7:21-23. Today we're going to teach a little bit too. And the last one is saving faith. See, the message of John 3:16 is so clear. God loves every one of us. Sent his only begotten Son to live among us. And whosoever believes on Jesus will have an eternal life. You're going to have eternal life. That's a saving faith. You have to make sure you understand. In Ephesians 2:8-10, provide us with the additional details. You are saved by the grace through faith. Salvation is a gift. You're not saved because of any good works you did, but you were made to do work and point people to God. In your relationship, you have to be compatible. You have to be in our Lord and Savior. Faith, our work is dead. So if you're not willing to put the work in, see, no matter how much good work, you're not guaranteed the cross with our Lord and Savior on the day he comes. You're not. In your relationship, you have to do it together. Saving faith truly is so important. As we get ready to move forward, we want to give a shout out to our next sponsor, which is Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. mentioned earlier, they have some awesome products, and I want to be able to share with you their advertisement. Because they're doing an awesome job. Truly, this is Jennifer Jackson, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Jennifer Jackson, a call at 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook, type in Charlie Angel with Jennifer Jackson with one N. You get a chance to connect with her, and you can do a deep. You can find out the inventory they have, and you can get with her and purchase some of those awesome. I appreciate it. The new beard oil that they come up with. Sample, and I'm going to check it out and see how it is. I give you a truly thoughts on it, and I know it's going to be good because all the other products I have received are good. Check them out. We're going to shout out to One Love that's joining us. We got a user. Thank you so much. Carolyn Powell. Thank you. Pickles that's joining us. Thank you so much. We have kind of moved down. Jeff M. Thank you for taking time. We have Miss K. Thank you, Miss K. We have like J-Lo 3400 joining us. This is our Nadra. Thank you so much for taking time. Jennifer Duke. Jennifer Duke is joining us. Larry. Thank you, Larry. Daryl Carrier, too. Thank you so much for taking time. We have Creole Red. Thank you, Creole Red, for taking time to be here today. We're slowly getting the individual coming in. Thank you so much. As we move forward to where we have relationships, faith on WBSL Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We want you to call in, be a part of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line to identify the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, your location, you can chat with Dr. Rose. An awesome opportunity, and this is really straight talk, no chasing. W Radio. Thank you so much for being a part of this. As we move forward, we want to talk about defining fear. We're going to define the acronym that we're going to move forward. See, when we talk about fear, we're talking about a phobia. See, fear is a where you can fail in whatever you be doing in regards to relationship. So it is a fear of failing in love. I'm sorry, fear of falling in love. But it's failure, first of all, but then you have a fear of falling in love. And see, once you have that fear, you're not going to be willing to get into a relationship. See, getting into a relationship requires you to be vulnerable. The fear that you may not be able to maintain the relationship is just failing. See, that's a failure to commit. See, a failure of rejection. This is what fear is all about. See, in a relationship, many minor fears of falling in love at some point in their life. But in the extreme case of philophobia, can make people feel isolated and unloved. See, people become isolated and unloved. We're not meant to be by ourselves. So when you get isolated, you have that fear that I'm not going to get out here and try this. But as we talk about the acronym of fear, we're going to start off with the F. Our relationship fear, we broke down to the acronym of L, the E, the A, and the R. See, the F is frightened to death. You frighten a commitment and you fear of failing relationship with another person. Again, a social phobia is the fear of intimacy. It's an anxiety disorder. Makes it difficult to form close relationships with another person. See, the term of frightened can refer to, if you look at a psychological test or a type of adult attachment theory psychology. That's what the fear is all about, fear of commitment. Fear they're going to leave you. Fear they're going to reject you. Fear that you're going to... A lot of things won't allow you to enjoy a healthy relationship. You become toxic yourself because you are working from your inner self, working with fear. You already put a cage around your heart. You have put a cage around your inner self. And you cannot be successful because you're frightened to death. The E in the acronym of fear. It's emotional stability, emotional intelligence. These things are sometimes called EQ, emotional quotient. It is ability to understand you and manage your own emotions in a positive way to relieve stress, communication, effectively. Empathize with others. It's easy to say that when you talk about a certain gender, well, they don't have emotional capability. The emotional capability is understanding what emotional is. See, emotional can be defined and it will be defined as your feelings, grief, your anger. See, just because people don't show their grief in front of you don't mean they're not emotional or stable. You have to realize that it's important that people deal with their stress, their anxiety in a different way. See, when you're on your feelings, you're going to operate out of the realm of reality. In a relationship, when you're just operating on your feelings, in a relationship 4 years, 2 years ago, but you hadn't healed yet, but you're trying to get into another relationship. Why do you want to punish the next person? Because you go punish them. Because you're not functioning where you need to function. So the emotional intelligence is important. See, there's four domains of emotional intelligence. That's self-aware, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management. Do you see a person who struggles with emotional stability, able to function and understand their awareness, their self-awareness? Can they self-manage themselves? Because they get out of control. It was amazing. I was watching a justice shows this morning, and the young man was suing his foster mother because the air conditioner went out in the house, and she has other foster children, a special need person. And she's taking care of about four or five others. but she had to take the money she had and buy, get the van fixed so she could take the special need person was handicapped, be able to go to the doctor or go. She had to choose one, but the young man did not understand. He was working and he felt like the air conditioner, he didn't care about nobody else. So that emotion, he kept saying, I feel. If you're around someone that always saying, especially in your relationship, I feel, you need to take a minute and talk with them. What do you really think? What do you believe? Because feelings is nothing but an emotion. You got to be able to get it in control. Because if you don't, you have to deal with the crisis of stress. Not going to be able to emotionally react like you're supposed to. And then you deal with unintended consequences. This is what your E in emotional, in fear, which is emotional IQ, better known as emotional stability. The A is attitude. The people that walks around with the someone owe them something. They believe that everybody they're around should give them something and they don't have to give anything. Your attitude determines your aptitude. The A also relates to argumentative. Those people who have challenges, they're afraid they're not going to succeed, always want to be in a argument. I didn't say a spirited debate. They want to be in an argument in your relationship. They create arguments because they're in a position to deal with that because of their attitude. See, your attitude impacts how we communicate. Our communication can ultimately shape our attitude toward our people or toward our partner or toward our mate. See, maintaining a positive attitude can lead to a more constructive opportunity with individuals. Too many times we find ways to use that as keeping people away from us. I don't want to deal with them, so I go off on them. The ultimate goal is to have a positive attitude and maintain that positive attitude, especially in your relationship. See, a negative attitude can create conflict and miscommunication. See, arguments tends to happen when you or it happens when one person wants a need are not met, when their wants and needs are not met. That's how you get into an argument. So you got that fear, you rather deal with the situation through fear instead of taking time to work through the situation. Quickly, as we look at how you get into these arguments, which leads you to feel insecure, or in some cases, like you aren't being treated respectful, or expressing those feelings through arguments over other things. Being overly argumentative can be a subdued sign of insecurity. The R is resentment. We're about to wrap this up. Resentment can sneak up on you. On most committed relationships, resentment can come into play. See, resentment is an emotional to a preceding injustice. You didn't do me right. You're not going to do me right. So I resent that. Mate feels wronged or undervalued. So resentment can also cause a partner to become distant uncommunicative, and a passive aggression. Some signs of resentment in a relationship that creates your fear is starting to feel detached from your relationship. Avoid talking about real issues. Feeling hopeless about your relationship. Intimacy and affection are limited or non-existent. This leads to destroying a relationship. Before long, resentment in a relationship, if it's left unchecked, the couples feel as if they are drifting apart, no longer identify each other as the primary person in their life. No longer. So we have to always keep in mind why everyone experienced emotions slightly different, certain feelings and behavior geared toward a partner may be signs of resentment or relationship. We will shout out to several other individuals joining us. Carolyn Powell, I'm going to call her out. She may have been up here earlier, but I might not call her out. We have Frantic Boyd. Thank you, Sherry Lynn. We also have it's Irma and Telver. Thank you so much. Rivero, Francesca, Max. Thank you so much for joining us. Up here, 21. Thank you so much for thank each and every one of y'all for joining. As we get ready to close out, we want to discuss why fear, F-E-A, destroys relationships. Faith destroys them. The question I typed on one of our sites, can fear ruin a relationship and or a marriage? Can fear do that? See, when you talk about fear, loving someone is a risky business. I don't care what you say or what you do. It's risky. So it's natural that fear is present in a relationship because you don't want a person to leave you. You don't want to give all yours and don't get reciprocated to you. One of the big with individuals that are more common dating area now is that they don't have to be committed. See, they have that fear of failing, fear of commitment. And they will choose to just casual date. Don't want to be committed. Don't want to be in a long-lasting relationship. So they choose to go with that direction that's easier for them because you have a fear. See, fear operates in our life in a way that hurts us or hurt others. It might be through aggression or withdrawing. That becomes a problem. Fear is natural. And one of the human emotions that keeps us safe from danger. If your fear is healthy, then it will help you deal with dangerous situations. That is why we have to understand how important fear is to deal with our fears. Because if you have faith and believe in Lord and Savior. And these are ways we make steps of dealing with fear, make it easier to deal with. Understand what the fear of abandonment is. See, in your childhood, he was left alone many times. And what they say is not good to be, you know, some people who have the only child syndrome because they was left alone and they had to mate pretty much. Sometimes make up individuals that's with them. They have a fear of being you know, they fear that they was, you know, they were alone. I'm going to be alone, so I'm going to make it do what it do. We have the fear of that it comes from your childhood. Fear not being good enough. See, this is something we all deal with. Am I good enough? The fear of incapability of loving others. Again, because you were hurt before. Your toxic relationship that you had. But you were afraid to terminate that relationship because you thought that person would change. It would change. And faith in a relationship, it will restore and out all the fear that you have. See, faith in a healthy relationship helps you as a spouse. Well, religious tend to criticize their partner less and show more affection for their partner. That's what happens when you understand faith. You partner less and show more affection for your partner. Spouses of religious people also report being more satisfied in their marriage. Belief, having faith. They will have more shared meaning in their relationship. See, the last thing I want to share with you, we're going off on the last two. Faith is a relationship. Faith is you have to trust or not trust others. That's what faith is. And I tell you, faith allows you to have belief in our Lord and Savior. Trust in our Lord. Faith without works is dead. Faith without work is dead. So in your relationship, you have no faith that you're with because you didn't trust him from the beginning, then you're not going to have a successful, long-lasting, strong relationship that can be favorable. So if you're just preferring to say, I'd rather be myself because I can't trust other individuals, well, first of all, you got to trust yourself before you can trust anybody else. It was awesome coming to you tonight to talk about relationship and faith versus faith. And as we move forward, we'll give a shout out to Tri-Stat LLC, and we'll get ready to wrap it up. And I tell you, that awesome. See, God is so good. He has brought us a mighty long way. This is Tri-Stat LLC promotion.
Tri-Stat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-Stat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
LLC provides search for you. It provides you manager, train managers for your staff. We'll work with you if you have to. Receive the grant, and you need to grant, not author the grant, but administrate the grant, and put it to grantors at the end of the cycle. They're there for you. Give Mr. William Scott a call, and that's at 320-5438, or go to Facebook, type in William Scott, and you can get a chance to DM Mr. Scott and put your faith in him because he can do an awesome job. Truly, truly, thank you so much for being here tonight. We tell you we love you. We're so happy God blessed us to be here. We'll be back tomorrow with our Dr. Lowe's show. Starts at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's our relationship talk show. And we're going to talk about relationship again. Beyond one, thank you so much for being here. And join us at the late hour. Thank you, Micah Smith. Thank you for joining us. Sherry Lynn. Davis, Daisy, Z, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much, each and every one. I told you, I love each and every one of y'all. From my heart, truly, really need you to start sending them likes and hitting them the hearts. I mean, you have an opportunity on different sites to go in there and get a gift, purchase a gift. Thank you for that. If you, like on YouTube television, the Smith Wave 508-5081, you have an opportunity to subscribe or get it up. It's slowly coming in. I want to be approved. We'll give a shout out to Prez. Thank you so much. It said Prez. Got a dollar, got a bag in there. And we got Free Bandit. Thank you so much for joining us, for being a part. Again, I love you all from my heart. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag truly, truly, we got this. Hashtag keep on grinding, and we're going to keep on doing on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. I am Dr. Roland Smith. I'm glad to be here, but our last sponsors that we definitely got to play their promo or their advertisement, and we'll do that. That's going to be the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. Make it do what it do.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Delta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Delta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma underscore 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Awesome time. We'll check out tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, the Dr. Lowe Show, the real talk show. And we will have an awesome time. I tell you, as I close out all my shoes, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening. And as we get out of here, we're going to try to, if we can find it quickly, we want to really blow it up, because we let you know it is time to call it quits tonight. And we truly are thankful for all our sponsors being here, supporting us. And if you want to be a sponsor, you have that same opportunity, just email me at lorenzabsmith15@gmail.com, and we'll make sure we set it up. And if you want to give us a call, this number is 334-467-261. Truly thank you for your support. But we're going to close out on this, and we're truly excited about having you. We'll see you tomorrow.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the court. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? that fifth one, let me hit that blunt. MC8 ball and MJG, keep spitting that T to the IMP.